Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we'll be reading Mark chapter 5. If you can open up your Bible or your Bible app, you can follow along with me. It's quite a long passage, and so I think reading along with me would be helpful. As we've done all the other days, we're not going to focus on every part of this chapter, but we'll focus on just one part of it. But we'll still read through the entire chapter together. And so let's start with verse 1. Mark 5, verse 1. They came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gerasenes. And when Jesus had stepped out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. He lived among the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain, for he had often been bound with shackles and chains, but he wrenched the chains apart, and he broke the shackles in pieces. No one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always crying out and cutting himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and fell down before him. And crying out with a loud voice, he said, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you, by God, do not torment me." For he was saying to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he begged him earnestly not to send him out of the country. Now a great herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him, saying, "Send us to the pigs, let us enter them." So he gave them permission. And the unclean spirits came out and entered the pigs, and the herd, numbering about 2,000, rushed down the steep bank into the sea and drowned in the sea. The herdsmen fled and told it in the city and in the country, and people came to see what it was that had happened. And they came to Jesus and saw the demon-possessed man, the one who had had the legion, sitting there, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who had seen it described to them what had happened to the demon-possessed man and to the pigs. And they began to beg Jesus to depart from their region. And as he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed with demons begged him that he might be with him. And he did not permit him, but said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." And he went away and began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. And everyone marveled. And when Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered about him, and he was beside the sea. Then came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and seeing him, he fell at his feet and implored him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, so that she may be made well and live." And he went with him. And a great crowd followed him and thronged about him. And there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and who had suffered much under many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus, and came up behind him in the crowds and touched his garment. For she said, "If I touch even his garments, I will be made well." And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she had been healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in and fear, trembling, and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While he was still speaking, there came from the ruler's house some who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." And he allowed no one to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. They came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and Jesus saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. And when he had entered, and he said to them, "Why are you making a commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. Taking her by the hand, he said to her, "Talitha kumi," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." And immediately the girl got up and began walking, for she was 12 years of age. And they were immediately overcome with amazement. And he strictly charged them that no one should know about this, and told them to give her something to eat. Amen. Today, I'm going to dive a little bit deeper into the last half of this chapter, which talks about the woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and a 12-year-old daughter, Jairus' daughter. And it's interesting, the kind of sequence of events that happened from verse 21 all the way through the end of our chapter today. First, Jairus approaches Jesus. He's a father. He's a ruler of the synagogue, but he's also a father who loves his daughter. And Jairus approaches Jesus and asks Jesus to heal his daughter, who is at the point of death. And so Jesus goes on his way to Jairus' home with a great crowd following along. And this woman, as they're walking, this woman touches Jesus' garment, and she becomes healed. She becomes instantly healed. And then Jesus stops and he says, "Who touched me?" It's so interesting because there's a great crowd thronged about him, and they're probably all kind of touching him at various moments. And yet he notices a single person, a woman, who touches him, because he realized that there was someone who was healed at the moment that this person touched him. And so he stops and says, "Who touched me?" And the disciples are a bit incredulous because there is a crowd around him already. They're all touching him. But finally, the woman reveals herself to Jesus. And she tells him everything that was going on. How she had this disease of a 12-year discharge of blood. And at the moment that she touched him, she became healed. And Jesus tells her, "Your faith has made you well." What's so interesting is that this woman was already healed at the moment that she touched Jesus' garment. And yet Jesus now tells her, "Your faith has made you well." You know, this is talking about a kind of healing that goes beyond her physical healing. No matter how great this physical healing was, he tells her that there is a faith that can make her better, that can make her well. And he's talking about the salvation that he has been gifting her at that moment. And so Jesus meets this woman who has been healed from a 12-year discharge of blood. Now, as all of this is happening, we need to think about what Jairus is feeling. How do you think Jairus feels while Jesus is doing all of this? While Jesus knows that Jairus has a 12-year-old daughter who is at the point of death, and now he is healing someone, he's talking to the crowd, and verse 35 says that while Jesus was still speaking in the house with that healed woman, Jesus was teaching and speaking with the crowds. And while he's speaking to this woman, someone comes to tell them that Jairus' daughter is dead. It feels like Jesus was not in a big rush to go heal Jairus' daughter. And in a sense, you could argue that he allows her to die. Why is that? Well, the simple answer is he wants to grow Jairus' and Jesus' disciples' faith. Faith is what Jesus is calling us to have. He blesses those who have faith. He brings healing to those who have faith. He saves those who have faith. And faith is the very thing that we are called to have in all of life. And today I just wanted to encourage us to consider what kind of faith we have today. You know, as we put ourselves in Jairus' shoes, there's a lot that he was probably feeling on that journey back to his daughter. He probably experienced hope that Jesus could save his daughter, bring healing to his daughter. He probably felt anger and frustration with how slow Jesus was going. You would think that if Jesus knew that his daughter was at the point of death, that he would be rushing to his daughter's bedside. But he takes time to notice this woman and heals her and teaches her. But what's interesting is to know that he wants to show them that Jesus can do something more. Not only can he bring healing to a sick girl, he can raise the dead to life. And so today I want to encourage you to have faith. Let's put our faith in Jesus. Let's put our faith in the one who is able to not only bring healing to our physical illnesses, but is able to bring the dead to life. We see that not even just in the life of Jairus' daughter, but also through Jesus. Jesus conquers all sickness, pain, and death. He's able to raise from his own death to life after 3 days. And so we look to Jesus and we have hope. We have hope that he's able to bring the dead to life, and he's able to be risen from the dead to life after 3 days. It's never too late for God to step in. It can look like it's too late for everyone else, but he is always right on time. God has the power over life and death. God cares for us and the things that weigh on our heart. He can restore what has been lost and what has been broken and what has died in us. He is never too busy to care about us. He is God, and he meets each and every one of us where we are in our desperate place of healing, in the place where we're too weary to even rise, like Jairus' daughter in the Bible. And even when we feel lost among the tombs where everyone else has given up upon us. And so let's continue to look to Jesus. He is always right on time. And he is always gracious and compassionate. And so let's look to the Lord in faith. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this passage and for reminding us, Lord, that you are always right on time. Lord, it's never too late for you to step in. And so, Lord, we want to put our faith in the one who has power over all sickness and death, who is able to bring healing and life. So we look to you, God, and we say, Lord, we trust in you. We put our faith in you, Lord. Yes, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for joining in on our daily devotionals, and I hope you'll continue to press into the Word of God and the Spirit of God, and let's continue to put our faith in Jesus. Have a great day.